You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
This is nothing but sorrow of heart. So I became dreadfully afraid. And I said to the king, "May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burnt with fire?" Then the king said to me, "What do you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, so that I may rebuild it." Then the king said to me, the queen also sitting beside him, "How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Furthermore, I said to the king, "If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of the region beyond the river, that they must permit me to pass through until I come to Judah." Verse 8, "A letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel, which pertains to the temple, for the city wall, for the house that I will occupy." And the king granted them to me according to the good hand of my God, which was upon me. Amen to that. March the 4th, 444 BC. Now, 483 years from there, which by the way is 173,880 days, takes you to Palm Sunday, March 29th, 33 AD. What an incredible prophecy this is. Now, Daniel 9:26. After those 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off. Hebrew word means suffer the death penalty. If you have a New King James Bible, you'll see that in the margin. After the 62 weeks, remember 7 and 62, the Messiah will be cut off, but not for himself. So there you have it. Since this prophecy points to the Messiah's death and riding into Jerusalem, the Magi certainly started looking for his birth or arrival much earlier than that. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, verse 1, back to Matthew chapter 2. I want you to see how these guys knew this. They understood Daniel's prophecy. I just showed you to the day when this was going to happen. 483 years in advance. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that was born king of the Jews? We have seen a star in the east. We've come to worship him." Now, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem,'" this is verse 6, "in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the Magi, he determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, so that I may come and worship him also." You know, there's nothing worse than a liar. I mean, you and I need to be as wise as serpents and yet as innocent as doves. I mean, how can you compete with a liar in this world, in your family, at your job? How do you compete with someone when they lie to you? And that is, we need to have discernment. It's a spiritual gift. And I suggest you pray for it, that God would give you the gift of discernment. It's key to have in life. Lying is very stylish these days, in case you have not noticed. Now when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen, this is verse 9, the star they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now gold and the others as well were gifts suitable for a king. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 6 says, "All those from Sheba will come, and they will bring gold and frankincense." Even this was prophesied about by Isaiah. This note from one of my Bible commentaries says, "The treasures they brought spoke volumes. Gold is a symbol of deity and glory. It speaks of the shining perfection of his divine person. Frankincense is an ointment or perfume. It suggests the fragrance of the life of sinless perfection. Myrrh is a bitter herb. Speaks of the sufferings he would endure in bearing the sins of the world." We're also seeing a lot of dreams here too, aren't we? I mean, have you noticed how many times you read dream in this chapter? And divine intervention? Actually, God himself has invaded time here. And he set this crooked world right side up. And the devil has a lot of people in this world. And as we're about to see for the next 33 years, they will do everything possible to destroy God's plan and God's Messiah. In verse 12, we see the Magi are instructed in a dream not to return to Herod. Then in verse 13, Joseph receives a dream. Let's pick it up there, verse 13. You know, by the way, we might get done early today, but I think I owe it to you. We've gone to probably 12 o'clock every week lately, so this might be one of those few weeks where we actually get done at 11:30, so I owe it to you, A, but B, don't get used to it. Verse 13. "Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt. And he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Out of Egypt I've called my son.'" Now Herod's death was a gruesome one, as we discover in the secular world. Herod died from maggot-infested gangrene of the Gentiles. He was a wicked, evil man. In verse 16, we see one of his worst accomplishments ever. Then Herod, when he saw he was deceived by the Magi, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more." So, why would a human being do such evil? You gotta ask yourself that. How could a human being be so evil to do something like that? Answer, I got an answer to that question. The answer is, there is a spiritual battle going on around us. Sometimes in us as well. You can read about it in Ephesians chapter 6. Let me read this verse to you. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 12, it says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." There's a fight that's going on here in this world between good and evil. And he said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood." That means your struggle is not with the person at your job that comes up against you. You got to look deeper than that. You got to peel back the layers like an onion. And you'll discover who your real enemy is. You got to look deeper than that. I made a little list here this morning. How do you know the difference? How do you know the difference between who's on what side? Between the enemy's side or God's side? I've got one thing on God's side. I got a dozen on the enemy's side. The enemy's side. Someone who hates Christians and Jews. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You got to peel back the layers and identify who your enemy is. There is a fight for the souls of men, women, and children in this world. Herod was one of the players. You see it. How do you know if someone's an enemy of the Lord or is on his side? Under the column of enemy, they hate Christians and Jews. They hate God. They hate the Bible. People that try to change the Bible. Those that have an intolerance of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Those that have an intolerance of Jesus Christ. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not a battle against a person. It's the battle of the spirit that's in the person. Like Herod. Those that sow discord. Some people go church to church to church to church sowing discord. And then they break up that fellowship and they laugh and they leave and they go out and go somewhere else. And then sow discord and break up that. As evil as Herod. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. Those that love abortion.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.